بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. جهاد أكبر is the jihad with our nafs and our desires. In order to understand the basis of this jihad, it is very important to understand the subject of this jihad, which is the human beings themselves. What is it that differentiates human beings from other animals and other creatures? When we look at the differences, we see two things that distinguish someone as a human being. One is their capacity to know and attain knowledge. And second is the free will and choice. A human being is someone that has the ability to know, and a human being is someone that has the freedom to choose, or the free will to make choices. But there's a third thing that is important and always ignored. And the third part of this equation of what makes us a human, to understand that is really necessary to understand a human being. And that is, what is the benefit of knowing? And what is the benefit of this free will that we have? Why do we have a free will? And why do we have the ability to gain knowledge? And when we look at these two things, we see that they are mutually necessary for one another. And by that, what is meant is that the choice that we have is useless if we have no knowledge. And the knowledge that we have would be useless if we had no choice. So if we have a choice but do not have knowledge of what's right and wrong, then what choice would we make? And if we have knowledge and know what's right and wrong but do not have the capacity to make a choice, the free will, then what's the use of this knowledge? So both these things are mutually necessary for each other. And that's why the question, what is the use of having this choice? What are we choosing? What are we deciding between? If we are at a crossroads and have to make a decision between which way to go, first of all, the first question to ask is that, is this decision that I'm making something relevant for me, for myself? Do I identify with it or no? So, for example, if we are just choosing what color of shirt that I should wear today, this choice, even though it is a choice and it is a decision, is really not relevant. It's not real. And so my take on that would be, whatever choice I make, it's fine. Now, even if we knew what the choices are and what is the choice, in that case, also, if I have no preference of what I'm choosing, for example, if I'm offered a tea or coffee and I don't like both of them, so the choice for me would be irrelevant. I won't care what is given because I don't like both of them. I don't have any preference of both of them. Now, if I am given a choice between something I like and I don't like, if I'm given a choice where I'm inclined towards something and I prefer something, then what it means is that when I make this choice, I would always choose what I am inclined towards or what I prefer. So now, if I do what I desire, if I do what I prefer, this sort of choice that I'm making is not because I have free will. Where's my free will in this? Because the choices that I have is something that I like and I don't like. So I will always choose what I like. If I choose what I like, then I'm doing the same thing that every other animal is doing. Then what's the difference between me and other animals? What is the difference between me and other animals? The idea that I have free will, where am I going to use that? What is the idea of this free will? So from here we understand that what makes us human is not to do what we desire and what we want. What makes us human is to do what we don't desire or not to do what we desire. This is what distinguishes a human being from others, meaning that he has the freedom of choice. The freedom of choice comes when he chooses something other than what he desires. And when he does not choose that which he desires. This is what a human being is. And hence, from here we understand that where this jihad of nafs and our desires becomes the central subject of our life. Jihad of nafs is not an issue in our life like other issues. For example, diseases of sins or poverty or marital relationship. These are issues of life. Jihad of the nafs and our desires is the subject of our life. It's the meaning of our life. Because that is what makes us a human being. وآخر الدعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.